Good to see everyone out this evening. I think we've had a good song service so far. I'd like to continue with this theme. We've been singing about salvation, about our reward, about heaven. And that's what I'm going to focus most of our time here tonight talking about. And we're going to talk a little bit about motivation. And the motivation is going to be pointing towards this idea of our reward that we'll have in heaven. This morning, Larry had an example of, I guess, a T-shirt that he had seen. I have the same sort of idea. I see certain things like that. They get stuck in my head, and there are a couple I'd like to share with you tonight, one in particular. And I think part of it has to do with this idea of motivation. And I think we can be motivated in a couple of different ways. One of them, we can be motivated by fear, and that's not the idea of motivation I'd like to talk about tonight. But one way in which you might be motivated, anybody who sort of swims in any sort of open water, this might be one reason to swim a little faster, right? So you're motivated a little bit by fear. But the one I wanted to talk about, we had a race last weekend over in Columbus, and this was a T-shirt that I saw that stuck in my mind, and it kept coming back to me and kept coming back to me. And every time I looked at it, it seemed to, I guess, change how I thought about this particular saying here. It says, if you see me collapse, pause my garment. And so when I first saw that, it's that type A personality, right? Those people who are just going to push and push and push until they just can't go anymore. And if they fall, you got to stop my time because I don't want that counting against me because I'm on the ground, right? And so you understand that sort of motivation. But then the other side of that motivation I kept looking at and a problem sort of came to me was if they collapsed before the finish, they didn't reach their goal. And so that has some spiritual sort of application to it there. And then as I started putting this topic together for tonight, I went back to this again and I said, well, maybe there's another way to look at this. It says, if I collapse, press the pause button. So the optimist in me says, that person's getting back up. They didn't say push stop that I'm out. They said press pause. And so that's kind of what I want to talk about this evening. If you would, turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter 3. We're going to read a few verses here and then I'll give you, the lesson will be yours. 1 chapter, verse 13 through 16. It says, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and rest your hope fully on the grace that has been brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to your former lust as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. This set of instructions that Peter records for us points us in a way in which we should live our lives striving for holiness. Indeed, this is a process that is not going to be a very quick or short race. As Paul describes it, this race is going to be one that's going to have endurance. This race is going to last you a lifetime. And so these passages that we're going to look at tonight, it's a very practical way in how we can live out our daily lives in holiness. So there's four things that I think we can see here in this set of verses. One, that we need to prepare ourselves, purge ourselves, position ourselves, and then purpose ourselves. And when we look at this idea of preparing ourselves, we need to prepare our hearts and our minds and our bodies to act in a way that is pleasing to God. But to do that, that's going to require an intentional plan of action. We're going to have to be alert to God's will. In Hebrews, the 10th chapter, this idea of preparing ourselves, something that we need to be concerned about, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. What we've been talking tonight, this idea of motivation towards our reward. The next idea is that we should purge ourselves, purge our hearts, our minds, our bodies, all of those things that are characteristics of the old man that are not of the nature of God, those things we need to put off. Those things should not be within our hearts and in minds any longer. And then we need to position ourselves on the hope that we have through the grace of Jesus Christ. This should be something that builds our faith. It also means that it doesn't matter whether you finish first or last in the race. This spiritual race is not about your accomplishments. It's not about how fast you are, which for me is very good. It's not about the good deeds that you do, because we're going to rest our hope on God's grace and His mercy. And then lastly, we need to purpose to commit to living holy. Regardless of the adjustments that we have to make, the changes that we have to make to our lives, regardless of the trials and the sufferings that that might bring upon us, we have to purpose to commit to living holy. We should strive to be pure. And so tonight, I remind us again to gird up the loins of your mind, to be sober, to rest your hope fully upon the grace that has been brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 14, as obedient children. So my question tonight is to you, are you an obedient child? The section of verses that we have looked at tonight, it's really discussed about those things who have, those people who have already put on baptism, those people who have already obeyed God's invitation. These set of verses describes how it is that we should live out our days in our life in holiness. But if you haven't obeyed the gospel, well, you're not prepared. You haven't even started off what Peter is reminding us that we need to do to prepare ourselves. So tonight we invite you to come, to be baptized. If you've already obeyed, but you've failed to purge out the old man, you need to refocus your position. Maybe you've pressed that pause button. Well, it's time to get back in the race. And so tonight we invite you to come now as we stand and sing.